And there we are. So now we are officially ready to start our planning call. Again, this planning call is focused on our Information Technology and Operations Value Visit, which is scheduled for February of 2018. So what I'd like to do is go around the room, so to speak, and get a sense of who we have on the line. So if you can each take a moment, introduce yourself, let us know what organization you're with and what your role is in that organization, and then go ahead and embrace a few more moments in the limelight, and maybe if there's something that's already top of mind for you that you can share out with the group, that would be great. It takes us a little longer to go around the room, but then we can kind of warm up at the same time that we're introducing ourselves. So I do have a sense of a few folks that are on the visual. Your names do display. And then for folks who are only on the audio and who have not logged into the visual, that's completely okay, but I may not see your name. And so if I don't call your name out, please do stand by to introduce yourself once we run through the list. So let me start with Ali. Are you on the line?
Hi, this is Ali Darogar. I'm the CIO at Western Health Advantage.
Welcome. And then any specific items or topics that are top of mind for you today?
Not at this point in time. Obviously, there is a lot that we can discuss. I just wanted to see where we're going, and maybe then I can ask some of the questions.
Sure. Okay, great. So as topics jump into your head, definitely make sure you raise them before we exit the call today, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And then Annette, you're with us today?
Sure. This is Annette Marquette, and I'm the Chief Information Officer at Health Alliance Plan in the Detroit, Michigan area. And I would say topics of interest for me would be, I'd say, cost optimization, because our budget keeps getting compressed, and we continue to have to do more with less. So I think that's a great topic. And the other thing that I think we are, I don't want to say challenged, but supporting the digital environment, it's very, very fast-paced. Part of it sits in our marketing area, so we're trying to figure out the, I'll say, roles and responsibilities of where does digital stop and where does IT begin. So those are things that be a little intriguing on how others are doing it. So that's it.
Yeah, that second one especially is a really great call out, and I will say resonates the previous smaller group that I had pulled together for some initial brainstorming. That same topic came up there as well, really, really precisely with what you just articulated, Annette. So you're not alone. And Barry, are you with us on the line?
Yep, this is Barry Facile. I'm the IT manager at Avera Health Plans in South Dakota. A couple of the topics, we're actually going through one of our five-year DOI audit. So monitoring NAIC guidelines and cybersecurity and all the wonderful things that we're going through with that audit come to mind. The other topic would be we are actually going through an RFP for a new claim system and evaluating whether we want to make a change. So those two topics probably are top of mind for me.
Yeah, both really timely as well. It's funny, another plan had just emailed us today regarding new claim system issues and kind of beginning that search as well. And so, I will say offline, I'm happy to connect you with a few other plans that have just completed that process, and so can speak to a little bit about, you know, lessons learned around the RFP and that initial first few steps there. But more generally, though, I think that topic is one that, again, will resonate with a lot of plans, is either they're looking at upgrading or building out more modules or even moving to new systems. So thank you. All right. Glenn, are you with us on the line? Okay. John Tippetts?
Hey there. Yep. So this is John Tippetts. I'm from Select Health, the Director of Application Development and IS Operations. I think a number of the topics that we talked about in our previous call are what we'd like to learn more about. Digital is definitely an area that we're going and moving more into as a part of Intermountain Healthcare. It's a major initiative going forward over the next 3 to 5 years as well. Enterprise architecture, enhancing agile development through behavioral-driven development. That's one of the areas that we've been looking at as well. So.
Yeah, thanks for that, John. I'm really glad that you guys were able to join this call as well. So we'll be able to see where new ideas are lifted up by this group and where we're also getting that validation, right, that we're all on the same page. So that's really helpful. I'm happy that you're here. And Lisa.
Hi, this is Lisa Elser with Providence Health Plans. And I guess I would echo what John just said and then add into that mix. We're getting into master data management. That's a big topic for us.
And Lisa, forgive me for asking this question. I'm not a CIO nor a deep expert in this area, but I haven't heard that particular phrase before, master data management. Is that related to like data governance?
Yes, it can. Okay. It plays into that as well. Sure. Mastering member, provider, things like that.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then Renee, do we have you on the line?
Yes, this is Renee Coffey. I'm with IT Security and Risk Manager with Health One Alliance. And I don't have any additional things that haven't already been mentioned at this time.
All right, got it. We're still really glad that you're here. Renee is new to her post and has already she's been diving into Health Plan Alliance content stuff with both feet. And I think within her first 2 weeks of having her job, I had her up on a panel talking at a value visit. So she's fearless. I know that about her. Susan Betts, do we have you on the line?
I am here. Hello, everybody.
All right, Susan, what are your ideas?
The CIO here. On my list, as always, is cybersecurity. The one that we just went to in Dallas area was fantastic. I'd love to see that again. The enrollment department rolls up to me, and I'd like to see something. I keep putting my director of enrollment on notice during budget time, put in an HPA conference. But we have yet to find anything on best practices for COBRA, regulations, anything in the enrollment arena. Kind of falls in the operations side, so I'd like to put that out there as a need. Mm-hmm. And then products. What products are people using? Star products, what do you like, what you don't like, that kind of thing.
So then when you say products, you mean specific vendor solutions as well?
Yeah. Okay. You know, the one in Dallas I found out about FishMe. It's a fantastic, cheap product. Bought it, use it, love it. But I had never heard about it until it was brought up at that conference. So it's those kind of nuggets that I look for.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm happy to hear you got one at the last meeting. That's wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. It's the coolest thing ever. It's made my life so easy.
All right, guys. FishMe. Go check it out. All right. And then let's see. Ken from Health First, are you on the line with us?
Yep. Hi, I'm Tim Buskin. I'm the manager of the data integration and system integration team for Health First Health Plans in Malvern, Florida. I'm really looking at getting some insight into how other organizations are dealing with not just data governance, but specifically data quality and how it relates to the core processing systems, because, you know, it seems we have 8 to 12 dozen different ways of defining active membership and PMPM. So I'm just wondering how that's done in other organizations.
Mm-hmm. That's a great call out. I know it's funny. I think that at the same time that we're reaching forward to kind of the next evolution, right, as we're all becoming more enterprise driven and we're trying to really advance to analytics driven decision making, at the same time there's this constant need to be sure that structure at the bottom, that main foundation, stays really strong, especially as we continue to grow and bring in new team members and get them onboarded in the appropriate procedures. So it kind of never stops.
Yeah, it's one of the struggles we have. We're going out for RFP for an analytics platform, mm-hmm. but we're going to get this Mercedes analytics platform, and we're going to put it on top of a Hugo frame for data quality, right? And it's just like we sort of need to start at the bottom and build up. So
I'm going to borrow that metaphor. I'm writing it down. Mercedes on Hugo Frame. I'm writing it down right now. I love it. All right. Now, I do see that I have a few other folks that seem to be in the audio that haven't yet had a chance to introduce themselves. So if there's any other health plan representative who hasn't had a chance to introduce yourself to the group, I'd invite you to do so now.
Yeah, this is Travis Hansen with Select Health as well. So just kind of echo what everybody else has said.
Great. Thanks, Travis. Well, glad that you're here. Any others?
Glenn Hamburg with Western Health Advantage.
Hi there, Glenn. Do you have any other thoughts to add for us? Any other ideas or things that maybe you'd echo?
Well, I heard a lot of good ideas. We're a smaller company that's trying to act like a bigger company and have lots of growing pains. And we're also in the process of moving from a normal systems development life cycle into the agile scrum model. And there's all kinds of interesting artifacts that come out around governance when we have these different teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Taking some notes here. Sorry, guys. If ever you hear me, these awkward pauses sometimes, it's because I always write down the things that you guys say. And so sometimes I'm pausing as I'm writing. All right. Are there others in the line that haven't had a chance to say hello yet? Just want to be sure everyone's had that opportunity.
Hey, Kristen. This is Jaime Gonzalez. I'm on the line as well.
Hello there, Jaime. Welcome. So, Ray, this is Jaime Gonzalez, my colleague here at the Health Plan Alliance, and a big role that he plays is helping procure the vendors that oftentimes help us develop content and also underwrite much of our events. And so that's actually one of the key topics I want to bring up today is what we all have in mind when we think about our vendors' role in this particular meeting. So that'll be something that we'll dig into a little bit later. So really glad that you're here, Jaime, so you can hear that firsthand.
Yes, thanks, Kristen. And welcome, everyone.
Any others on the line? Any last folks that haven't at least, even if you don't necessarily want to contribute anything just yet, I want to be sure everybody gets their engagement points for being here. So has everyone had a chance to raise their hands and make sure I know you're here? All right. Well, we're going to dive right in then. So so already I've gotten a half a page of additional topic ideas from this group, which is wonderful. And so what I'd like to do to kind of continue to warm up the discussion here is I want to, at a very high level, walk this group through some of the ideas that Select Health and Providence shared with me when I had the leaders from those two groups come together and do kind of a focus brainstorm session. For those of you who've never been a host plan before, you may not know, but one of the things that we do is we work really closely with the host plan because they're local. Usually we can benefit from a lot more team members that are able to participate in the meeting. And so we try to be sure that any opportunity for really special case studies, because we're on site, we're really close to their facilities, that if there's an opportunity for that, that we're really catching that early on. And to that point specifically, Select Health threw out the idea. We don't know for sure if we're going to be able to execute on it, but there's a potential that we may actually be able to do an on-site visit with Select Health and discussing their management operating system and their continuous improvement methodology. So this gets into the things around agile development, the value stream and how we're setting priorities, how to ensure alignment between IT and all of, you know, all the other elements that you're being asked to support, automating testing, and other elements there. And, John, I hate to put you on the spot, and I didn't prep you for this, but I wonder if you might be able to offer any additional color to what that session might cover, and that way folks can share feedback or ask questions to give you guys some good ideas as well.
Yeah, I think Bob White obviously was the one who made that recommendation, but I can touch on it. So over the last year, since our new CEO of Intermountain Healthcare joined, Mark Harrison, we've introduced a new, I guess you could call it a management operating system, on how we, across the business, set goals and basically catch ball those goals down all the way to the individual contributors and then back up using huddle boards. I don't know if any of you are familiar with that concept of huddle boards. Basically, it's a way for executive team to expeditiously communicate goals, status, issues down to each level, and then also get that same feedback, continuous improvement ideas, recognition, safety issues, things like that, get those up as quickly as possible to the executive level. And it's basically a way to make sure that we're on track with the corporate goals, and then any issues that need to be addressed corporate-wide are cascaded up as quickly as possible.
Thanks so much, John. Does anybody have any specific follow-up questions for John? And again, you know, remembering the idea here is that we would ask Select Health to do a really focused case study. So if folks have specific things that you'd say, oh, man, please cover this in your case study, that's really helpful for John and me to take back.
So this is Annette at HAP, the Agile. So we're just starting to move into that area, like on our digital support. We've been typically waterfall, so we've been doing a ton of research. We have somebody coming in the next month to do some safe Agile training for us. So I would be very interested in that to see. It sounds like other people on the phone here are much farther along in that area than us.
That's a great call, Annette. Thanks for that. And Annette, do you, either here or offline, would you mind sharing with me who it is that you have coming in that may be a potential resource for us down the road?
Oh, sure.
Great. I'll do a follow-up with you. Any other comments for John or questions?
I can comment on the Agile approach. So Agile is one component of that management operating system, but we've been doing Agile, I'd say, for probably 3 years now, and this year we enhanced our Agile through the concept of behavioral-driven development, and this behavioral, if you look up BDD, is the acronym for that, but it's a way to really improve the requirements and, as well as your automation up front, both from a unit test automation or a functional test automation, and really get better cooperation between development, business analysis, project management, and users. And so the users are tightly coupled into that Agile process. So behavioral-driven development is what we've implemented this year to enhance our Agile process.
Hi, Kristen. This is Ali. I would be really interested in this behavior-based development as well.
That's great, Ali. Thank you so much. That's it's really validating, right? This is one of the big reasons we do these planning calls, is to make sure that, you know, it's an opportunity for advanced feedback, and I'm sure this really helps the Select Health team, right? John can go back and let people know, you know, hey, this is what folks are really excited about. So that's great. So it sounds like this idea is really resonating with a lot of folks on the call. Now, the other individual who's with us today, and again, I have not prepped people, but Lisa, you're here from Providence, and I know you weren't on the original planning call. Dana was with us solo on that call. But I'll go ahead and share out to the group what some of the ideas that Dana shared that Providence may be able to speak to. And if you're able or willing to offer any color, that's great. Fair call out. I did not prep anybody in advance for that.
Okay.
So some of the ideas that Dana had where Providence would be willing to come up and do a case study as well, there's a number of initiatives underway there, as I understand it. So web service architecture was one of the themes that was of interest, and Informatica data services was another theme, pushing data to the user front end, and then I understand because you're also in the midst of a Care Advance application replacement.
We are. We are having very busy time right now. All those things are big initiatives that we are working on currently. Really looking at around that web service architecture, we're bringing in MuleSoft to help with API management, and then we're expanding our Informatica platform.
Great, thanks. Does anybody have any follow-up questions about any of those themes, or does any one of those sound particularly spot on? Any clarifying questions?
I guess I could follow on one of the other areas, Kristen. Is it Kristen or Kirsten?
It's Kristen.
Thank you. I mentioned on the last call the progress that we're making across the entire enterprise at Intermountain in the area of enterprise architecture. And we're doing enterprise architecture a little bit differently than traditional, you know, all this conceptual modeling and really no value add, but it's really how we've we're mapping our business capabilities to the technologies that we're implementing, and then also making sure it's improving our disaster recovery process. And basically, if we decide to upgrade Oracle or if we decide to decommission some system, what other business processes or business capabilities throughout the organization could be affected by us in IT decommissioning or changing a system? And so we've mapped out basically all of our systems to our business processes and business capabilities, and that's also reducing potentially our costs, so we're not duplicating systems. Whereas, you know, if we need one scheduling system in one area of the organization, and we can go to that group and say, we have this in this area, can you guys use it, or will it meet 80%, 90% of your needs? Anyway, that's kind of an area that we've seen improvement over the last years in terms of enterprise architecture.
Yeah, thanks so much, John. I admit, I almost feel like I'm cheating because John's had a lot of time to think about this because he has already been on one planning call. So I'm really glad that you're here, John. It really helps warm up the rest of the group and get everybody thinking about, you know, what possible sessions we can pull together here. So needless to say, we're really excited about Select Health Hosting. They have a really strong team in this area. They've been pushing through a lot of initiatives, and so the fact that we're local to them really opens up a lot of potential for what that case study can look like, and you know, have maybe more than one session that allows us to dive into some of these specific topics and see how this organization that is, you know, really pushing innovation is able to do that, and hopefully that'll really result in some takeaways for folks. And then Providence, you know, has also committed to doing a case study, and so we've outlined some of the things they have there. So then we don't have any other, you know, committed case studies at this point, right? And so that's another goal of the planning call, is to identify, you know, what other areas do perhaps people on the line today might be interested in giving a case study themselves. And if not, that's completely fine. Or if there's, you know, really strong recommendations that I go hunting, right, for someone to give a case study. So some of the other ideas that came up as potential sessions. So none of these are confirmed or committed. These are all just ideas. So if any of them sound really bad, definitely let me know, and I won't pursue those. And if any of them sound really good, then let me know, and I'll double down my efforts. So the first one is, hopefully everyone on the line today is at least somewhat aware that the Alliance just pushed out a CIO survey, and hopefully everyone on the line completed the survey. And if you haven't, please go do that. Even though the deadline was last week, we're still maybe 5 plans short of what my goal was for the number of respondents. So if you didn't do it, you can help me close that gap in a really real way. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, email me after, and that way I can send it to you, because I would really love every plan on the list to have done it. So one of the plan sessions is that the CIO survey, it's really a part is an inventory of all the different systems and vendors that our health plans have relationships with, and so that way plans can get that really 360 view of which other organizations in our membership are using the same platforms and the same vendors. That's a really helpful way to connect with others as far as how they're leveraging the platform, and you almost get to have your own user group, right, develop from that. The other component of the survey is around strategic initiatives and where different organizations are really placing their focus in terms of strategy and also dollars and their energy there. And so one of our intentions is to actually have FlexTech is the administrator of the survey for us. We commissioned them to do it for us. And Mike Comick is partnering with them. I imagine many of you have crossed paths with either FlexTech or Mike Comick in the past. And so we'll invite them to do a presentation on, you know, here's some observations, trends, open it up for discussion. It may be that we actually identify a few plans from that survey that we may reach out to proactively to see if they'd be willing to do a case study around any of their specific initiatives. If, for example, they've gone really far ahead in terms of portals or in terms of telehealth or maybe their digital strategy, et cetera. So I'm going to pause there and see if anyone has any initial feedback about that, good or bad. Well, that's what you call a pregnant pause. Has everyone taken the survey?
I've taken the survey. This is Ali.
All right. Way to go,
yes.
Ali.
Yes,
I know Susan took it. I know Annette took it.
No, this sounds good. I think it would be nice to understand, you know, how everybody responded and, you know, what the state is. I'll be looking forward to for that presentation.
Okay, great. Thanks. So another issue I wanted to raise this group, and this one may be a little bit more contentious in a good way, so maybe this will get everybody talking. So one thing that we do, for those of you who have been to Value Visits before with us, you know that, you know, we usually have sponsors, and we do rely on the sponsors to some extent to help us underwrite the meals and, you know, all that good stuff. So that way the event can be, you know, we can feed you good food, right? So this particular value visit, just given the topic, choosing the right vendors to do that sponsorship can sometimes be a little bit tricky. And also, you know, the expectations that we have for how they'll participate in the meeting can sometimes be a little tricky. So let me give you an example of what I mean. For example, we may decide as a group that we would like to have a session where we talk about claim systems. And if we have our two major vendors that provide claim systems sponsoring the event, traditionally, you know, they would each send one or two delegates to sit in on the sessions and participate in the meeting. That's one of their benefits as sponsors, of course, is one is the networking and just getting the opportunity to meet with people and sit down and eat with you and just that basic relationship building. But another big opportunity that the vendors really value is that opportunity to listen in on the sessions and to head back to their offices with maybe a little bit more insight on your pain points and to learn about you, their potential customers and current customers. And depending on what sessions we ultimately decide to put into the program, it may be that we want to have a certain portion of the program kind of closed. And if we want to do that, then we can certainly plan on that, and we can articulate that clearly to the vendors and let them know. We can't make the whole thing closed because then we wouldn't really be able to afford the whole thing. but we could certainly say, you know, this one session in the morning, we would like that to be health plans only, so that way they can have a candid conversation about certain systems or something like that. So let me pause there and ask, you know, many of you have been to this session before. We haven't had this value visit, I think, in maybe almost 2 years, so it's been a minute. But I know that those types of sessions have been hosted in the past. Any initial thoughts or feedback about the idea of a closed session, or more generally, if there's particular vendors that you think you would really be excited about us inviting, or maybe would caution, you know, if this vendor were in the room, it might actually impede my ability to fully engage. So that kind of guidance would be really helpful for Jaime and me as we start to build the event.
So, Kristen, are we talking about specific to claims?
Claims is a great example. I think that's a great place to start because usually a session on that, and I think enrollment came up earlier, I think that's a great place to start, right? So do we want to have a session talking about claim systems? And if we do, is it important to us that we make that a closed session?
I would like if we were to talk about claim systems, so this is Annette, so we just implemented whatever facets or 3, 4, 5 years ago or something now. So we wouldn't be interested in changing but I would mind getting some of the collective knowledge of the people in the room to have that conversation, and having it with, you know, Cognizant in the room would be difficult. Mm-hmm. So to me, that would be a good example of one. Maybe it would be a closed session. I wouldn't mind mm-hmm. listening to what they're doing in the industry and how they're going to be helping plans, but having the conversation about what's working well for people versus not. Because mm-hmm. I think the other thing I would say, maybe this is a different topic, all of these vendors are coming to us now saying, hey, this on-prem thing that you guys are all doing, and maybe some people are already hosted, let us host your services for you. We'll do everything kind of, you know, soup to nuts. And, you know, but they're not really good at it all the time. So I think that would be a good conversation to have with those people that maybe are using a hosted model versus on-prem. But I would prefer maybe part of the conversation to be closed door, and I'll stop mm-hmm. there.
That's really great feedback. Other thoughts on this topic?
So, Kristen, this is Ali. We have been working on our accumulator solution as well. I think like many health plans, we have some challenges with our accumulator. We asked Gartner to help us almost 9 to 12 months back to figure out if there is an accumulator solution that we can just buy. And we didn't study because we were not happy with what Facet has to offer. So we ended up, having those discussions with Gartner, and it was recommended that we develop in-house. So we have a team that is working on the accumulator solutions. But still we are, we recently had a discussion with our claims manager, and, we still are looking to see, you know, what are there any vendors that are out there where we can, have them kind of be partner with us and, expedite, help us build the solution more quickly, or is there anything out there that we can use out of box, and then, our team can add on to those features.
Yeah, I think those plug-in solutions are also really critical, and more plans are having to go that route, right? Other comments, and so are there others on the line here that would vote strongly for, you know, at least a closed session, at least one closed session where we could talk about claims, and we could set up a panel just to kickstart the conversation, but it could be roundtable type format, and just really allow plans to plug in with one another. You know, if you're using this system, come sit over here. If you're using that system, come sit over there, and just have that space to kind of share war stories and whatnot. Is that valuable to this group? Is that worth, you know, an hour of the agenda? Would people like that?
This is John with Select Health. I think so. I'd vote for that. I have no issue telling Cognizant and when their Facet system sucks.
John, if there's one thing I've learned about you already, I believe that. I absolutely believe that.
That may make Cognizant uncomfortable in the room, but I think it'd be good to have a cross-the-board discussion without some of the vendors. But I'd like, while we're also not looking to change, I would be interested in some of the other up-and-coming processing systems like Health Edge and Health Rules. Facets is an older system,
mm-hmm.
and these newer systems are SOA architectures and a little bit more flexible and things like that, but which may be longer term, but anyway.
Yeah. John, you mentioned Health Edge. What was the second one you just mentioned?
Oh, Facets. The other ones? Oh, no. I think Health Edge is the only one that I've really seen more.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you mentioned a second one after that, and my ears didn't catch it, but okay. I imagined that.
It depends on the size of the health plan. QNext is used by, which is also Cognizant or TriZetter product, so.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks use QNext as well.
QNext, right. and we just got roped into a meeting with Oracle and their health insurance solution.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if has anybody used that one. So
I know that Cognizant also announced that they're going to be working on a new solution with. on Microsoft Azure environment, I think, in their last summit, I guess. So I don't know what the name of that solution is, but I believe that they now realize, just having some discussion with some of the Cognizant folks, is they now realize that it's going to be really hard for them to change the entire facet solution. So
yeah.
It seems that they're now working on a new environment with Microsoft and if they've partnered with them.
Oh, interesting.
So one component of this conversation is kind of bubbling to the top. So I'm just going to float this out for folks. So, you know, generally speaking, of course, you know, our goal is that you all get to come together and really hear from one another. And so the vendors that we would invite to sponsor, you know, if they're invited to speak on the agenda, generally speaking, it's partnering with a health plan, right? So it's really the health plan saying, you know, this is what we're doing, this is our story, and this vendor happens to be our partner. And so it's really the health plan controlling the case study, and that's usually more valuable for everybody. It kind of occurs to me, I wonder if we do a session where it's, you know, closed session, it could just be, you know, the first morning session of one of our mornings, we just let the vendors know, like, hey, you know, come down at 10:30 instead of 9, right? No big deal. And they'll get it. And so then that allows all of you all just to have frank conversations about these things and not worry about it. And then but then I wonder if there would also be value in also maybe doing a vendor panel where some of the topics that we're exploring around new capabilities and building in some of the more challenging areas like social determinants or pharmacy and some of these forward analytics and more flexible solutions, if having a vendor panel where, you know, we can select maybe a mix of, you know, up-and-coming folks or new names on the scene and invite them to come and kind of engage in a conversation. Now, if that's not a valuable use of time, then I don't want to do it, because if you guys are already getting that from other venues, that's great and that's fine. But if you're not getting that and you would value that, then we can certainly pursue it. What do you guys think about that?
I kind of like the concept of a panel, right, to get the Cognizant, Health Edge, and whoever together and talk about where their products are going and how they're going to help us, you know, kind of achieve some of the lofty goals in front of us. That might be kind of interesting.
Okay. And we could get a health plan to moderate. You know, we can get a strong moderator to really, you know, lead them with questions, all that good stuff. Other people have opinions about this? Again, if it's not valuable, don't be shy. Just let us know, you know, but really want to be sure that we're targeting the best stuff for you guys.
Yeah, I don't know if I comment on the panel. I think it's a good idea. I think, but what popped into my mind were some of the other areas that were engaged with vendors, like care management. I don't know if it's a topic that others are working on and have issues with. Robotic process automation or the digital labor. We've engaged both Cognizant and NTT. Based on a recommendation from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island, where they have like 3,000 AI bots and machine learning processing enrollment, claims, things like that. We engaged NTT to do a proof of concept around that, the robotic process automation. So I don't know if NTT could, you know, would be willing to come in and present that, what they're doing at Rhode Island or that kind of stuff, or that is of any interest to anybody.
I think that would be a great topic, because honestly, anything you see anymore, robotics, and we're trying to figure out, do we put our, you know, foot in the water or do we hold off on that? I don't think that would be kind of intriguing. And just to get, like I said, the collective intelligence of the group to see who's jumping in that pool or not.
Yeah, on that note, actually, John, I think thank you for bringing that up. You know, these other areas, right, outside of our claim system, which, of course, is so critical, but these other areas where we're really trying to push the envelope. So so this AI, you know, with NTT, and John, I'm gonna follow up with you offline to get that information. Are there any other vendor names that folks, either you're already working with them and you think they're great and you think we should go and ask them if they want to join us at the meeting and listen in and support the meeting, or if you're not working with them but they're on your radar and you would like to learn more about them, any vendor names that come up for you now in this moment that you want to spit out on the phone, that's fantastic. And if you want to kind of go reflect on your inbox and you get all those emails from all those vendors that want to talk to you all the time, if there's anyone that you want to forward on to Jaime and to me, then that really helps us because, again, you know, the whole point of bringing the vendors into the room is to increase the value, right? We don't want to have the wrong vendors in the room because that's silly. So we definitely value that feedback. So any ideas there, or even just categories of vendors that folks really want to make sure that we have on our radar?
So I would throw out open
one of them that we keep getting more and more involved with is Zellis, Zellis. They're doing medical reviews on high-dollar claims for us right now. They have a repricing model as well. And then we're moving from, well, it used to be McKesson, now it's Change Health, Claim Check, looking at other products. They even have like an online batch mode of claims editing software. They've really started showing up on our side of the market anyway. And then there's always the ever-pressing, I swear, Optum, who's owning the world. All my fee schedules come from them. They have some repricing models. They have all kinds of offerings out there, and they keep showing up on my desk as well.
Oh, fantastic. Was this Annette talking?
No. Susan Butts.
Susan, I'm sorry, Susan. Oh, I should know.
Oh, you're totally
fine. I should have your voice memorized. I should be here.
Not a big deal at all.
All right. So, Susan, I may follow up with you for some additional info on all those, but I wrote them all down. Okay, fantastic. And I think somebody else had an idea as well.
So we use Pega, and they use OpenSpan, so I don't know if anyone's heard of that, but from a robotics perspective, you know, perhaps OpenSpan.
Robotics, okay. Great. Okay.
Cox Health Plans is using the Cognizant partner that they purchased lately, the HPA robots, and having great success with that.
Mm-hmm. An OpenSpan, that was Lisa, right?
That was Annette, sorry.
Oh, good Lord. I'm going to stop trying to guess because I'm not good at it, y'all. All right. Okay. Got it. Okay, other categories of vendors and or specific vendors that folks are excited about? If you had to sit down next to somebody at dinner, who would you want it to be as a vendor?
Selfishly for me, this is Susan, so you don't have to guess. We are going through the RFP process. We're doing it with a lot of QNX clients, but it isn't software specific on a claims editing software, those bundled payments and so forth. So as a category, we're looking at those right now, along with other Cognizant people.
Okay. Oh, Jaime, hold on one second. Go ahead, Jaime.
Oh, Kristen, I was trying to say something. I go, I think I'm on mute, so I thought I'd wait. I raised my hand. I just had a couple of questions for our members online. Someone mentioned just a few minutes ago about Optum, and I've had mixed information or feedback on Optum participating in meetings, and I just want to make sure everyone was comfortable that if we did pursue them to participate in, that you guys felt comfortable, because some of the feedback I've received before from in other meetings is that because they're associated with United, that was a concern. Is that concern similar here or not?
That's a great question.
It used to be for us as well, but they're offering so many things on the market now, like a CE and the claims editing software, like their fee schedules and
mm-hmm.
so forth. So we've kind of taken our guard down. I think it's always an awareness, but they're supposed to be
sure.
Completely separate divisions.
Okay, I know. I just want to make sure. And,
no, I totally
and
agree with you.
I've had them participate in events in the past, and, you know, they've served as moderators, and they've helped us put together panels and things like that, and they've sponsored a few things. We haven't within the last year, but before that we had. And then someone also brought up Zellis. I know we've worked with Zellis in the past. They used to be the PHX. And I know some folks there that have been interested in working with us and sponsoring as well. So that's definitely an organization that we could work with. I know them. I know a few of their account executives and vice presidents from that organization.
Those are great. Thanks, Jaime.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Jaime's question made me think of another opportunity, perhaps. Would you all find any value in us pulling in an organization like a Gartner to lead a session that talks about, you know, emerging technologies, or, you know, they do a lot of studies and a lot of research on trending information and which vendors are bubbling to the top, that kind of thing. Would something like that be interesting?
I think it would be interesting. I would like to listen to them. They offer a lot of white papers for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So Gartner and maybe. Okay. I'm making it a maybe because nobody said, yes, that's a great idea, Kristen. So mm-hmm. I'm gonna make that a maybe. So I'm going to put that as a little lukewarm in my color coding notes here. Okay. All right. And then I do want to address one theme of sessions that came up, because I think this is really important, perhaps two themes. So one of those that I want to address is this issue around cybersecurity and how we thought we would address that in 2018. And then the other one is this topic around data governance. And about one, I don't really have an idea, so I'm looking for ideas. So first, the cybersecurity. So Susan, we just did the value visit that you and Renee both attended, and Ali also, I think, went to that one with a colleague mm-hmm. as well. And so our thought for 2018, so either tell me it's a terrible idea or if it makes sense, great, was that this value visit, the February value visit, would be really focused on the intersection between IT and operations. So that question of, okay, how do you make that reality? So then we would kind of purposely cull out the security question, not because it's not important, but because we thought we would actually give that its own conference later in the year. And so we had slotted an event that's a similar theme to what we did in Dallas a few weeks ago, where it would really be compliance, privacy, security mm-hmm. together in San Francisco, August 7th, 8th, and 9th is what we're looking at. So like we did in Dallas, right, we kind of had three different peer groups together. We had our security, privacy, and risk folks. So that was our thought. That way each of these topics really got a full value visit. But I recognize that, you know, for the CIOs, like you kind of sit in both camps, and so it may be that you prefer them to be together. So what do you guys think about that idea?
This is Susan. I prefer them to be split out, actually, like what you proposed, option A. The last value visit, I was sitting there, you know, listening to a lot of the financial stuff like that, operational, and I really wasn't engaged until it came up on the cybersecurity stuff. So I like that it's split out. I think that's a great idea.
Okay, fantastic. That's really helpful. Okay. So I think, Susan, just a little bit more info for you as you're looking at the 2018 calendar from the Alliance. The August event in San Francisco, we're actually co-locating a couple different conferences, so we're basically going to have tracks. And so mm-hmm. you may look at the full, you know, 3-day or 5-day agenda, and you may decide, oh, okay, I'm going to go for this day. So you're welcome to reach out to me if you want to confirm, like, which day is the one that you should really target. But I just want to let you know it's going to be part of a bigger conference, if that makes sense.
It does. Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay, great. And then any other comments on, you know, so this event, February, would be very much, you know, thinking about architecture, operations, developments, innovation, and then in the August event, we would really focus in on cybersecurity, privacy, aligning with these audits that you all are undergoing, supporting your compliance teams, et cetera, information security, that kind of stuff. So does that make sense to everybody? Does anyone want to raise, you know, a concern there?
That sounds good, Kristen. I think August sounds good for cybersecurity and compliance and privacy.
Fantastic.
Our goal is to get HIDRA certified by June as well. So maybe, you know, we can kind of go over how our journey was.
Fantastic. And it's lucky because you're fairly local, so double
yes,
win.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, great. I wrote that down. And I'm highlighting you in my bright color. Okay, there we go. All right, and then the second item I wanted to bring up was this question around data governance. So, so with data governance and master data management, they're again recognizing that we're looking at this along a continuum, right? So, I'm absolutely going to leverage this Mercedes engine on a Hugo frame. I think that having a session that addresses this is, it will be really valuable for a lot of folks because it's just kind of like hygiene, right? No matter how advanced you are, it's always good to hear how other plans are managing that. So my question is more around how would you all suggest we structure that? Would it be best to find specific plan case studies? Would it be better to do a call out to ask folks about perhaps if they could share policies and procedures or committees. That's what I'm thinking of. Yes. So committee charters, things like that. Like what will be the most helpful structure to get that information out so that we can really talk through it at a value visit?
Hi, this is Tim from Health First Health Plans in Melbourne, Florida. I would say definitely a call out for around policies and procedures and possibly committee structures would definitely help. Because I think that's where we're struggling here. We have executive sponsorship and support to move forward on a governance and MDM and data quality plan, but we're struggling with, okay, how do we engage that business? How do we drive it forward? And any guidance in that area would be helpful, just to be able to review policies and procedures to see what people are doing and how they're structuring it would be great.
Okay, fantastic. That's really helpful. Any
this
other
is
thoughts
Lisa.
On that
topic? Oh, yeah, this is Lisa at Providence. I would just agree with that. But I also think a case study with a health plan would be helpful in demonstrating how they were able to use those policies, et cetera, to be successful.
Okay, fantastic.
And Kristen, when are we planning to have this session on data governance and data management?
My thought was this one would be included in the February meeting, Ali, so I'm not sure exactly which day, but that it would be in Salt Lake City in February alongside these other operational elements that we're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, because I think we are also going through some of the challenges as well. So our goal is to engage a third-party consulting organization to kind of help us look, you know, from an overall perspective, how are we going to, you know, do the entire data management program, you know, data governance, data security, the whole nine yards. So we plan to, you know, look for vendors and, you know, I'm not sure if we're going to have anything that we can share by February.
Gotcha. Thank you. That's a really good heads up. Well, even if you don't have it done by February, I can always count on you for a webinar, right? So
yes.
We can do that anytime.
Yes.
No, that's great. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to make a note there. And if you do make your vendor selection by then, definitely let me know because that may be that that's a good person to loop into this value visit because there may be others that would value.
Or anyone else on the call have any recommendation on vendors, I'll be happy to look into those as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, guys, we only have 4 minutes left. I've gone through my list of the ideas that we had already kind of turned out and things that I think this group brought up. So let me open it back out. Were there any topics that folks are surprised haven't been raised yet?
I have a quick question, and not my area here at Select Health, but around operations, is there any interest on call center type service excellence? Is that part of? Would that be part of this type of value visit? That's one area that Select Health has. It's not my area, so. Can't talk much about it, but we've won the J.D. Power award, you know, a number of years in a row for the for our service excellence. And I don't know if that'd be a topic we could bring in our operations VP and to discuss what he does to continually improve that. I don't know.
Thanks for offering it up, John. Any feedback from this group? Does anyone else have that in their purview? On the line today? my sense is when I looked at our attendee list today, most of the folks on our line today are the CIO or report up to the CIO. However, John, I don't think let's not kill that idea yet, because I think we may have a slightly broader audience actually in attendance. So let's put that in our back pocket and revisit that as we see how the agenda really evolves and who we think the final, you know, peer groups are that we're really pulling in.
Okay.
And it may be, you know, that we have one field trip that goes to look at your huddle boards, and I'm imagining, right? Like I have this vision in my mind of like all the CIOs like totally geeking out over this area that Select Health has set up in their offices, and then we can have another group go over, you know, to the call center area perhaps, right? So it may be that we can do two different field trips or something.
You're absolutely
any
right.
Other topics?
Already
oh, go ahead.
That. So yes.
Good. Any other topics that folks are, you know, want to be sure get laid out there, so that way they're on my radar? Okay. And then a final call before we hang up. Was there anyone that joined the line even a little bit late that had not had the opportunity to let me know that you're here? I want to be sure everyone gets their engagement points for participating today. Okay, everyone's accounted for. Okay, fantastic. This was incredibly helpful, everybody. Thank you so much for being so engaged and offering so many ideas and so much feedback. I'm going to type up all of my notes from the call, and I'll send those out shortly as just a recap of the conversation. None of that's meant to say, like, this is exactly what we're going to do in February, but it's just meant to capture what I heard. If I mistyped anything, like I didn't spell the vendor's name right, or I totally misheard what you said, please email me back and just let me know that I'm silly and that this was what you said, and that way, you know, I'm following the right stuff. And again, really appreciate all of your time. I know you guys are really busy, and I hope that this event's going to be everything that you guys want it to be. Registration is open, Salt Lake City in February. I'm going to ski for the very first time the weekend before, so knock on wood, my leg will not be broken for the value visit. I'm really scared. It's going to be awesome. And I will talk to you all really, really soon. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
Thanks, Kristen. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.